Without a doubt, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was the most wanted terrorist in Iraq. To learn how his death may affect U.S. military strategy, we turn to NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren. He's traveling with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in Brussels, Belgium. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, Renee?
Fine, thank you. Have we had any response from Secretary Rumsfeld yet?
No, Rumsfeld has not reacted. U.S. officials have been pretty cautious, although officials from other countries, including Tony Blair, have already spoken out. But the death of Zarqawi is definitely the buzz here among the 26 nations at the NATO ministerial.
Now, the top U.S. commander was on hand when the prime minister in Baghdad announced his death. Is this, in fact, a major victory for the U.S. military?
Well, it's definitely a major symbolic victory. Whether it's a practical victory remains to be seen. It doesn't end the war. It doesn't end the kind of sectarian strife that you're seeing, particularly in the Baghdad area. The Pentagon has described this as an insurgency that's not led by foreign terrorists like Zarqawi, but by indigenous insurgents. And so the bulk of that insurgency probably will go unchanged. But Zarqawi has been linked to some of the more notorious attacks that seem specifically designed to cause sectarian strife. This is like the attack on the Sunni mosque in Samarra in February, which really launched a spike of violence between Sunnis and Shiites. And it remains unclear whether someone will take up Zarqawi's mantle and continue those kind of attacks to try to foment an increased civil war there.
So if you take Zarqawi out of the equation, does that have an effect on military tactics in terms of what they've been so far in Iraq?
Well, what it means is that they will probably gather some kind of intelligence from this site and they'll use that intelligence to try to target other individuals, those who weren't killed in the strike. That means probably some more targeted attacks designed to go after specific individuals in the same way they went after Zarqawi. But in the larger scheme of things, really the strategy remains to turn over the war to Iraqi forces, for U.S. forces to take a limited role and to continue with airstrikes and support and that sort of thing. So I would say in the larger sense it doesn't affect tactics, but we may see some events in the short term.
Well, so beyond tactics, is there any reason to think that the death of this one man could change the shape of the war in Iraq?
You know, I think that is probably unlikely. What has already happened can't be undone. I mean, an insurgency is by its nature a civil war, and what you have in Iraq is daily bombing attacks that are targeting, you know, Shiites and Sunnis that are unlikely to change. I think the death of Zarqawi remains a big symbolic victory, but in the same way that Uday and Qusay Hussein were killed and the insurgency went forward, I think you're likely to see that go on now.
John, thanks very much. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren, traveling with Secretary Rumsfeld in Brussels. This is NPR News.